the day is really here at last. Let's start the weekend with a blast. Boy ashore and lad, it's Friday.
Triple M right across the coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie on our favourite day of the week. It is Friday, the 23rd day of November. That was the late, great Murray Happ and the Strawny Breakfast Show singers led by the great Tony Verhoeven there. And, yeah, we're in the spirit. We're in the mood. We're ready to go. Yes, and the weekend ain't far away. You beauty. Yes. Sunny today. High fire danger and up to about 28 degrees. These westerlies. There is a strong wind warning for our buddies today for these again today, 15 to 25 knots. I hope the hay fever sufferers and the asthma people got through yesterday okay. Some of those photographs from around Sydney and further south were just amazing yesterday with the dust. I suppose after the drought, that's what everyone's saying, that when the westerlies come, so much of that earth just gets picked up because there's nothing left. But anyway, onward and upward we go for today. Hope you had a good Thursday. Making news around the place today, talking about the fires. That fire burning at Port Stephens is still burning and is under a watch and act advice. So Madawi Road again cut there yesterday. That's the road you go to get to the Newcastle Airport if you're heading to Melbourne or Brisbane or whatever. And, yeah, hope everything is okay and things quieten down there today. We'll keep you up to date with that, particularly if you're travelling on the highway to get to a flight, if anything changes. Also making news today, Donald Trump is threatening to close the US-Mexico border at Tijuana. And locally, a good story in the Gazette today about Chris Eggert from Ox Hill Organics in Wauchope, who's been nominated for Farmer of the Year at the Australian Organic Industry 2018 Awards. Good on you, Chris. In sport, Australia take on India in the T20 at around 10 to 7 tonight at the MCG. The first test comes up on December 6. They have a squad. They're trimming a squad down for the 11 or the 12 that'll go to the first test. Gee, it's going to be an exciting couple of days between now and then to find out which one of these young kids is going to get their first baggy green. It's certainly an interesting time in Australian cricket. Locally in sport, in golf today, the 20th Annual Mayor's Sporting Fund Eagle Insurance Brokers Golf Day is on today at the Port Macquarie Golf Club. It's a 9-hole, 3-person Ambrose with 20 grand on offer for a hole-in-one. Wow. It's a shotgun start at 1 o'clock. And because I've still got my gout, I can't play. I'm filthy about that. See, it's always a really good day out. And in swimming, of course, hundreds and hundreds heading to Coffs Harbour this weekend for the North Coast Long Course Swimming Championships. 58 divisions will be contested with a 9 a.m. start on both days. There you go. On the show today, plenty happening. After 7, we release our top 3 things to do around the coast at the weekend. Also, the winner, the last in our best of competition, which has been great over 3 weeks, and it's voted for by you, the Triple M listeners. Well, yesterday, looking for the best pizza on the Mid-North Coast, we'll announce that out of the 7:30 news this morning, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union and their best new car loans. Also, John Michael Hollywoodhausen in with all the latest entertainment guff, including a crazy book written about Gilligan's Island. I can't wait to talk to John Michael about that. The birthday wheel for $1,000, and if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Miley Cyrus, Ludovico, the famous piano player, and Boris Karloff. God, I was scared of him as a kid. Those black and white horror films. What's on the Mid-North Coast today with Christy? And, of course, for John's Jewellers with the Newcastle 500 on this weekend, your last chance to enter the draw to win the $399 Pulsar Supercars watch. Now, because I love you 5 to 6 clubbers in our little, intimate little part of the day, you know, before a lot of people are even up or out of the bed, we know this is the best part of the day. I'm going to give you a chance, 5 to 6 clubbers, to have an entry into the draw to win the Supercars watch. It is a very much sought-after prize. The moment we mention Supercars, the phones go bang, all right? So I'll give you a chance to win that. You also get a Supercars merchandise pack as well. All thanks to John's Jewellers, right near the traffic lights, Horton Street in Port Macquarie. 13 27 10, our number. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. You love, I see.
love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe. Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Cactus.com.au. Labour Party headquarters. That's the Golden Happy Fun Moon Dragon Lucky Silver restaurant in Manuka.
Thrilling news, brothers. So chopsticks down forthwith.
Chopsticks? I've got a spoon. If I ate fried rice with chopsticks, I'd starve to death.
Quick, give Brother Anthony Albo some chopsticks.
Oh, my joke was funnier. They didn't laugh. Yours?
They did so too. There was a mammoth laugh.
No, you're a drip.
All right, stop bickering, boys. Tell us your great news, Bill.
Oh, thanks, Brother Tanya Plibersexy. I will. You'll love this, brothers. The Labor Party is moving headquarters.
Look, we've been through this before. Labor Party HQ is here at the Golden Happy Fun Moon Dragon Lucky Silver Restaurant. We've been happy here since the light on the hill was just a glint in Ben Shifley's eye.
I know, Brother Albo, but I've found this great place a bit further north.
What's it called, Bill?
It's called Bali.
A Balinese restaurant?
No, Bali. The thoroughly breathless paradise. Chloe and I were just there for 3 days with the kids.
I wondered why your hair was braided.
Oh, we can't move to bloody Bali. We can't be seen with all those CFMEU bosses, you knob.
But we don't need to be here, brothers. The government hasn't got any policies for us to oppose, and they're tearing themselves apart without our help. So let's just kick back on Kuta Beach until the election.
Take my suit off? Never.
Bill, it's too far from our families. And TV cameras.
No, Brother Tanya.
Last time I was there, a temple monkey stole my glasses.
But Albo...
Face it, Bill, it's a brain fart. Someone light a match.
Yeah. Oh, you're forgetting the other things, brothers.
Like what, Bill?
Well, the generous living away from home allowances, the meal allowances, the travel expenses to plunder, etc., etc.
All right, OK, I'm in.
Right, that's that then.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast at our 5:30 triple play featuring the Cars there. God, I love that album. Remember the one with the girl looking through the steering wheel? Oh, had all those great hits on it like Shake It Up. Hot Summer Nights there from Night and the Trogs and the Wild Thing. It is 18 to 6. Coming up after 6, Bluey Waters with all today's fishing news, the TAB and Botlow Best Bet. And I've got a fair indication what the Botlow Best Bet is, given where we're going to be Saturday and the great prices they've got. All right, so we'll talk more about that later. Correspondence to get through. Morning Wit. G'day, Strawny. Can you plug Joe and Shirley's Christmas Bowls Day tomorrow? At the Maxville Country Club. They've got hams, chooks, etc. 1 o'clock start. It should be a beauty. Lots of great prizes there tomorrow. The Christmas Bowls Day for Joe and Shirley at the Maxville News Agency tomorrow. Good on you, Cookie Monster. Now, don't you play up either. I've never seen a bloke carry four schooners like the Cookie Monster can. He's a genius. Absolute genius. It is 17 to 6.
It's on now.
Triple M Supercar Reveal.
Up for grabs, a limited edition Pulsar Supercars watch
worth $399.
Plus a Supercars Australia merch pack.
Catch Strawny for breakfast, and if you can reveal the supercar from the clues,
you're on grid for final draw.
Michael, what do you think of a stunt where I could somersault and overhand?
Triple M Supercar Reveal.
Powered by your childhood memories and John's family jewellers. Near the traffic lights, Horton Street, Port Macquarie, Triple M.
Yeah, Supercar Reveal. We love the 5 to 6 club, so we're ready to rock and roll to give you an entry into the draw around 8:45 this morning to win the Pulsar Supercars watch worth $399, all right? $399. Also, you get the Supercars merchandise pack, all thanks to John's Jewellers, Horton Street in Port Macquarie. 13:27:10, it is the Supercar Reveal, all right? 13:27:10. Which one of you 5 to 6 clubbers would like a crack? 13:27, Tim. We'd like to give you an entry because it's my favourite part of the day with you, Mob. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Bob.
Hey, Bob, where are you calling from, champion?
Bob
Foster.
In Foster. Now, what are you doing up at this hour of the morning, Bob?
Getting ready for work.
Getting ready for work. I know, brother, I know. All right. Bob from Foster, for your entry into the draw to the supercar reveal. Now, years ago in the cartoons, there was a great cartoon that featured a lot of great supercars. They really were. Now, the baddie in all this was a bloke named Dick Dastardly. Some of the cars were the Arkansas Chuggabug. There was also the Anthill Mob, Peter Perfect, Penelope Pitstop, the Supercar Race. What were they called? What was the cartoon called? What were they called?
The Wacky Races.
The Wacky Races. You're exactly right. Oh, Bob from Foster Britt. Now, who was your favourite car in the Wacky Races, Bob?
I always liked Dick Dastardly and Muttley, actually.
He was the worst villain ever, wasn't he? Nothing ever worked out for him. And I think all of us, there's a little bit of Muttley in all of us, Bob. Do you think so?
Definitely.
Good on you, Bob. We'll hold the line. One of our fabulous 5 to 6 clubbers, mate, 8:45, have the radio on. That's when we do the big draw, thanks to John's Family Jewellers, Horton Street in Port Macquarie. Very much sought after, limited edition, $399 supercar watch. We're giving it away in the lead up to the Newcastle 500. Lots of the Mid-North Coast heading there this weekend. All right, Bob, hold the line. Coming up, it is Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss. Oh, I've got some Paris Hilton news you won't believe. That's next, thanks to Michelle and David and the team at the Southwest Rocks Country Club.
Strawny Leaks, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
It appears Mariah Carey has used her latest album to take a swipe at her acrimonious relationship and break up with Aussie billionaire James Packer. And boy, does some of the lyrics pack a punch. Game of Thrones actress Natalie Dormer and her fiancé Anthony Byrne have called it quits after 11 years together. Paris Hilton's ex wants the $2.75 million engagement ring back. That's fair enough, isn't it? But how's this? Some people have claimed he didn't even pay for it in the first place.
I am a very hardworking businesswoman and an entrepreneur, and that's what I want to be known as now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters through the smoke haze. Are you there, Bluey? The dust, the smoke. Hello.
Good morning, Shorty. I'm just dusting myself off.
Oh, dear. How would you like
to come through? Eh?
How would you like to be an allergy sufferer, a hay fever, or an asthma sufferer, Bluey?
No, thank you.
Oh, gee. Because it went all right, and then about midway through the afternoon, it started to come in, didn't it?
Yeah, it went pear shaped very quickly, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. Now, for you today, Bluey, that westerly wind. There's a strong wind warning again for these to 25 knots. It doesn't look very nice, although we've got a rising tide till 9:30. The flags are pretty, flaccid at the moment. Where are we going to go today?
Well, I don't know. It's supposed to be fun Friday, but, geez, it doesn't look like it's going to be much fun out there, does it, you know?
No.
I reckon it'll be up by about 8 o'clock sort of thing. But we'll head out the estuary, we'll take a few prawns with us, and we'll just sit on the bank and we'll just try for a blackfish or a brim. And if it gets up, we'll just go home early.
All right, OK, with a couple of dollars worth of chips, I suppose.
Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it, eh?
Yeah, blackfish.
Yes, brim and salad tonight, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and you wouldn't have heard anything outside because no one would have gone out, Bluey, the last few days, would they?
No, they've been just been shocking out there. It's all too sloppy, really, you know.
Yeah.
Not good at all. So hopefully it'll just we get a good shower of rain again. Like we had a good shower a couple of days ago, but get another good shower of rain, clear all the dust, and away we go. But at the moment, things are not bright.
No. Tomorrow, just beautiful and sunny, 28. And Sunday, slight chance of a shower in the north. Or maybe a thunderstorm near the coastal fringe in the evening on the Sunday and 28. So it doesn't look like we're holding out much hope for that, Bluey. Anyway,
not at this stage.
We'll wait and see. Now, no clubs out this weekend either?
No, all clubs having the weekend off, so it's all right. There is the Mid-North Coast fresh water competition on. That's on this weekend, so I don't know where the weigh-in's at, but I know that competition's on this weekend, so a lot of guys will be heading inland to tackle the bass and the mullet and things like that up there.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, the bass have been good. But have you heard any... I haven't heard a cicada yet this year. They're confused too,
no.
I think, Bluey, eh?
Yeah.
What we need is
been a bit quiet.
Yeah, as soon as the cicadas start croaking, the bass are ready to go. So we'll wait and see. Anyway, good luck to all our fishermen heading out this weekend. The one thing they do have, Bluey, is that morning rising tide. So hopefully, they do get in amongst it, and the dust doesn't go down like a couple of metres in the water. But I do notice there is a bit of weed around, Bluey.
Yes, a little bit of weed, but it's photosynthesis is killing it, so we have plenty of sunshine, so hopefully it'll be gone by the weekend.
Yeah, and with the westerly wind, it might end up at Noumea.
That's it.
We'll see. Okie dokie. All right, weekend coming up, and what a weekend it's going to be. The Bluey Waters TAB Best Bet.
Yes, the Blue Waters TAB Best Bet this weekend. We're off to Rosehill Gardens tomorrow. Race 6, Barrier 6, Horse 12, Mount Ratchet at 5-1.
Mount Ratchet. I like that. Remember when one flew over the cuckoo's nest, Bluey, the nurse Ratchet? She wasn't very nice, was she? Used to give him the injections. She wasn't a real good character. All righty, if that salutes...
The Bluey Waters Bottle-O Best Bet.
Yes, the Blue was Bottle-O Best. You can lick your lips with this month's drawing. We're off to BWS. We've got James Bogues Premium at $46 a carton.
$46 a carton. What's that, a grog, Bluey?
It's $1.92. Oh, lick your lips with that one.
Oh. James Bogues.
Yes. Oh,
old Tasmanian beer, eh?
Yes.
Oh, there
One of my favourites.
Okay, all right. Well, there you go. As a gout sufferer, Bluey, you're making me wince even thinking about it, but there you go. All right, Bluey, thank you very much for that. You're not very happy about today. The wind is... I'm just seeing a flag starting to move out the front. You are heading out to the estuary?
Out the estuary, take a few prawns with you, sit on the bank and just try to see if you can get a quality brim or a big blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Sunny in a top of 27 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Port Hastings Council has voted unanimously to roll out community engagement on a Port Macquarie orbital road. It's proposed as a long-term solution to reduce congestion linking Ocean Drive to Oxley Highway and Oxley Highway to Boundary Street out towards the airport. Mayor Peter Pinson says only early stages. The project would cost over $1 billion, so state and federal government have been informed of future plans.
Council is committed to being open and honest and very transparent in the way we're going about this project. There are environmental considerations, and they're quite large environmental considerations to be made. So I guess my message today is that this is the beginning of community consultation, and we need to be very considered about this.
Town Beach set to host Port Macquarie's fourth Seaside Scavenge tomorrow. It's a waterway clean-up and clothes swap event where litter becomes currency to purchase quality pre-loved clothes, books and bric-a-brac. Those picking up enough litter will also earn free drinks to the sound of live music. At last year's scavenge, 246.5 kilos of litter was collected by 160 people in 4 hours. It's starting at 9 a.m. Anyone caring for the environment, invited. The drug ice is continuing to be a common source of trouble for mid-north coast locals, with various organisations warning it's available everywhere and damaging communities. One of the big issues is a lack of beds in rehab centres, meaning many who are attempting to front up to their problems are being turned away. Jared Byrne's been working with the Salvos for decades. He says the problem is developing despite the best efforts of our services.
Now, whilst there's been increases in relation to, you know, things like day programs and our client programs, that part of the sector which meets the greatest need, residential services, is groaning under its inability to meet the demand.
And the Gazette reports Chris Eggert from Ox Hill Organics Warhope has been nominated for Farmer of the Year in the Australian Organic Industry Awards. Now to sport. The 2018 Longcore Swimming Championships will be held in Coffs Harbour this weekend. The meet includes all swimming clubs in the North Coast area, ranging from Stroud in the south up to Lismore in the north. There will be 47 Port Macquarie Swimming Club members attending. Trophies will be handed out to the top three swimming clubs. In the 14 years the comp has been running, Port Macquarie has only lost it once to Trinity Lismore in 2016. And that's the latest news and sport.
To serve conditions with Hutto.
Fueled by the Q Country Club, where you can have breakfast on the balcony every Saturday and Sunday from 9.
Good morning. We have a light westerly wind blowing, producing really clean, classic surfing conditions on all our beaches. But the pick of the beaches today will be those open beaches. We do have two little swells happening, a little bit of southeast swell and a little bit of leftover northeast swell. The open beaches do have waves around that 3-foot mark, but we do have a fairly big high tide around 9:30 today. So once that tide starts to drop out, it'll be a bit like yesterday and those waves will pick up. Low tide is around 4 o'clock this afternoon and the water temperature's around 19 to 20 degrees. And now for the surf of this weekend, it looks pretty good actually, especially on the open beaches. Saturday looks like we're going to start out with a westerly wind in the morning. It will turn south in the afternoon. We will have a new southerly swell, and that southerly swell will increase as the weekend goes on. The open beaches will be, again, the best, especially on that Saturday morning. Wave size will only be small around that 2 to 3 feet mark, but as I said, that swell will pick up during the day. And then on Sunday, it looks like the wind will be absolutely beautiful. It'll be nice and light out of the west to southeast late in the afternoon. So, again, those open beaches will be the pick. Wave size on the open beaches should be about 4 to 5 feet, but seeing as a southerly swell, those southern corners are going to miss out on most of that wave action.
Triple M right across the mid-north coast. Strotty for Brecky. Toto, hold the line. It is 11 to 7, and you might be having to hang on today, literally, as these westerly winds go to 25 knots. Our thoughts are with allergy sufferers and asthma sufferers again today. The dust storm is not good. Program brought to you by the Port Macquarie City Bowling Club. My great sponsors, Owen Street and Port Macquarie, just over the road from Town Beach. Tomorrow, the $4,000 toy raffle is on, and tickets go on sale at around 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, and they start the draw at 3:30. $4,000 worth of toys on offer. It is going to be a beauty. Also, got to give a big shout-out to the 20th Annual Mayor's Sporting Fund Eagle Insurance Golfers Golf Day, which is on today at the Port Macquarie Golf Club. Really great idea, the Mayor's Sporting Fund's been going for donkey's years. And how about today? As usual, it's a 9-hole event, so it's not going to be too taxing. Three-person Ambros, and this is the bit I love. There is $20,000 on offer in the hole-in-one. $20,000. It's a shotgun start at 1 o'clock, and it's going to be a great day today. So good luck to everyone attending. And I'll talk to the mayor a little bit later on in the morning for a regular chat with the Port Macquarie Hastings Council. And I know Lee's going to talk about the big ring road proposal that's up for grabs for discussion. We'll catch up with him shortly as well. 132710. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast. Or if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
First up, the papers are late this morning because the truck was late getting in.
Oh, devastating.
And what about this, you know? I've got this mate of mine who's the the most non-technical person I know.
Oh, is it me?
No, come on, you're pretty good. But he sends me a note. Telegraph is only late for people that don't have computers. Good on you. Good on you, Leonard. Yeah. Fair dinkum. Yeah. I never thought I'd say he was a ticket. Also, I never thought I'd see the day where Otto texts, because years ago, like, I'd send him a text message and I'd count to 10, right? As soon as I get to 10, the phone would ring because he can't text, so he'd ring me back. And now I've got Otto and people like Wit from Scott's Head. Not only do I get the messages, but I get emojis. Now, if you ever put Otto von Beerbottle's name in an emoji in the one sentence, I never thought it could happen, but it is happening. The new Brave New World scares me, Lee Jollo.
Yeah.
What are the papers saying today?
Yes, so in the Sydney Morning Herald, the headline there, Labor to use $15 billion debt for energy. Labor has sparked a political clash over its plan to use $15 billion in Commonwealth debt to finance new energy products with projects, with critics warning of a flood of spending on renewable power, while others acclaim the move. As well as that, Australian scientist discovers unknown region of the brain with its 86 billion neurons. The human brain is the most complex thing we know of, and it does not give up its secrets without a fight. But Australian scientists have just announced the discovery of what was until now an unknown region of the brain, an unexplored land just under the skull. And as well as that, all done and dusted, not quite. The dust cloud that enveloped Sydney yesterday was visible from space and caused health and transport woes, with the Bureau warning a similar band could hit today.
That's just amazing. And again, to the allergy and asthma sufferers, it's not the best of days out there. We hope they're okay.
Yeah.
All right, Lee, with you this morning, everyone's talking about the billion-dollar ring road.
Yeah, it is. It's $1 billion proposed. It's a big deal. Indeed, yesterday saw the official... Sorry, I'm just lost it now.
That's all right, Lee. No worries.
I've got it here. Yeah. Port Hastings Council has met, opting to move forward with early plans for a Port Macquarie Orbital Road, as it's being called. It was first on the table some 10 years ago, but now community engagement is back underway. The proposed route snakes from Ocean Drive to Oxley Highway west to east and from Oxley Highway north to Boundary Street. Mayor Peter Pinson says it's in its early stages, but now, as we know, community consultation is getting underway. And if you want to make comment on that or have a bit of a chat with council, you can obviously do that or head to their Have Your Say website.
Yeah, very interesting, Lee. Good on you for that. And now, also, I know the word went round a couple of weeks ago. Are you part of the Triple M side in the Mayor's Sporting Fund charity golf day today for Eagle Insurance?
No, I'm not, unfortunately, but
you missed a good one there. It's a ripper day.
Yeah,
how about 20 grand in the hole in one?
That would be amazing. Just imagine that. Yeah. It would be a dream come true.
Now, the thing I'd be worrying about, Lee Jollo, is imagine if one of us got it, but Mr. Producer goes, you're on work time, that goes into consolidated revenue. That's the type of thing he'd do.
Yeah,
you know he'd do that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's going to happen.
I'll bet it does. All right, thank you, Lee. Details coming up here on Triple M, and we're ready to rock and roll with the news in about 4 minutes' time. Thank you with that, Lee. Coming up after the news at 7, we release our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. Again, so many things on. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow as well with the weekend What's On. We're going to be live from the sets from there off the back of the truck sale. But the top three coming up. Triple M right across the mid-north coast. It's 20 for Brekkie on a cracking Friday morning, even though we've got a bit of dust haze around the place today. Up to about 28 degrees. It is Sweet Home Alabama from Lynyrd Skynyrd. It is 10 past 7. And a reminder, tomorrow we'll be about 46 minutes away from starting the weekend What's On. I'll be there with Otto Von Beer Bottle live from Celebrations at the Settlers Inn. And they will have great specials in the off the back of the truck sale, like the Ted's, right? Tui's Extra Dry. Hector, are you listening? $39.99 a case. That works out in Bluey speak. You hear him hitting his little calculator, right? That works out at $1.66 a grog. Now, with the freeloaders, family and friends arriving soon for Christmas. Great opportunity to stock up for your beverages. Drink responsibly. We'll be there from 8 a.m. tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun. Time for this.
Strawny's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M.
The Coastal Walk Against Domestic Family Violence is on Sunday in Port Macquarie. Now, there are three starting points: Lighthouse Beach, which is an 11K walk, Flynn's Beach, a 3K, or Town Beach Kiosk, which is 2 kilometres. Here's Kelly Lamb with more.
It's all about showing support for women and children who experience domestic and family violence.
The Mid-North Coast Harley Owners Group presents a 2018 Toy Run. Yes, it is on Sunday, open to all bikes and riders. The run will assemble at 10 a.m. at the LUSC in Laurieton. Bring a toy, a gift card or donation. The ride finishes up with the presentation of toys at Westport Club later in the day. And the 5th Seaside Scavenge will take place tomorrow at Town Beach in Port Macquarie. You know the drill, Port. Clean up and trade trash for pre-loved treasures. Here's Karen with more.
There's so many ways people can get involved, which is really cool, and it's for all ages. So basically, from 9 to 1, you can come and sign up and you do your beach clean, and then the trash turns into treasure. So, like, every 10 pieces of trash you collect, you get a token, which can be used at the secondhand market store where locals have donated. And the Duck Brewery have been biggest legends. 20 pieces of trash can get your beer voucher, so you can go have a nice cold beer.
Stoney's top three things to do this weekend on Triple M. I'm the free online computer-generated voice for Strongest Breaky Show.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Triple M's on the quest for the Mid-North Coast's best.
This is the best.
For Holiday Coast Credit Union, home of the best new car loan.
Yeah, and what a 3 weeks it's been. Thank you to all our Triple M listeners that have taken the trouble to go to the website, triplem.com.au, and vote for their favourites. The best of, the final category, the much sought after, it's my favourite food in the world, pizza. And the best pizza on the Mid-North Coast with a massive 47% of the vote is Zanny's Pizza in Kempsey. Yeah, well done to the Maclay Valley region, taking out the win there in this campaign for Best Pizza. Now, I tried to ring them. Obviously, they work late at night. They don't open till 11. But Zanny's Pizzas in Kempsey, wow, what an accolade to be voted by our Triple M listeners as the best pizza on the Mid-North Coast. Now, we also have to give a big shout-out to Nate's Pizzeria in Harrington, who also had a lot of votes as well, but with a massive 47% of the votes, we have Zanny's Pizza in Kempsey as the winners of the best pizza on the Mid-North Coast, as voted for by you, the Triple M listeners. What a great honour. Good on you, Zannies. I'm sure you're going to have a busy night tonight. Now, everybody knows you're the best on the Mid-North Coast. And we thank our sponsors too, the great Holiday Coast Credit Union, with the best new car loans. It's Triple M. Coming up, John Michael Hollywoodhausen. And news on a crazy book written about Gilligan's Island. Triple M right across the coast on our favourite day of the week. Yeah, it is the man, Men at Work and Down Under. It's 10 past 8. Up to about 28 degrees today. It's going to be very warm. Same for tomorrow. And a reminder, tomorrow, Weekend What's On comes to you live from celebrations at the Settlers Inn for their massive off-the-back-of-the-truck sale. Otto's eyes are rolling around like poker machine wheels as he sees the Teds, the Tilly's Extra Dries, at a dollar at $39.99 a case. Now, Otto loves Bluey Waters' train of thought. He loves the way he operates. He's been pressing the keys on his solar-powered calculator. He still has a solar-powered calculator, Otto. And he's worked that out to $1.66 a drink. Now, Otto is fascinated by that, as I'm sure you will be. The Teds at $39.99, just one of the great specials that'll be on there tomorrow. There's also a donut-eating competition. Otto is a cultural man. lots of great giveaways. The Barbie's running. The Prawn Man's going to be there. We hope to see you at the sets tomorrow. Weekend What's On live from 8 here on the M's.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Okie dokie, our last chance for the week to try and give away $1,000. And I think I'm feeling lucky today. I am. Good morning, Deb, in Port. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
That's all right. Good, Deb. What are you doing this weekend?
Not too much. It's our wedding anniversary on Sunday, so,
yeah. Oh, very good. Wedding anniversary Sunday. Now, how many years you been married?
18 years.
18 years. Well done. Well done. Now, I've got to ask, Deb, is he a romantic type, your better half, or will he probably forget?
Oh, no, he won't forget.
If he knows what's good for him, he won't. Good on you, Deb. We want you to have a great day on Sunday. All righty, let's try and give you some money to have a bigger celebration on Sunday. What number do we have to match on the wheel for you for 40 Winks?
Number one, please.
Number one. All right, Deb, here we go. Come on, number one. Come on, number one. There we go. Come on. You rotten thing. It's going to pull up short. Lands on the number 15. Oh. Can't give you the cash, Deb, but end of the month, which is only a week away, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag jam pack full of goodies. You're in the running to win that, and we hope you have a lovely day on Sunday.
Wonderful. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too, Deb. Now, birthday is today. I can tell you, well, we have a Mid-North Coast luminary. The only bloke I know who has his own school bus that is fitted out to go travelling, the Wormer, Pat Green, is celebrating his birthday today in Port Macquarie. Good on you, Pat. Have a great day, the Wormer. Now, also birthdaying today, what about this one? Neil Stumpy Eggert of Beechwood is 77 today. Hey, Wormer, Neil makes you look young. From family and friends, and we hope he wins the raffles at the Warhope RSL tonight, it says here. Good on you, Neil. Now, people like The Wormer and Neil are sharing their birthdays with Miley Cyrus, the great pianist Ludovico, and the bloke who scared the living daylights out of me as a young bloke, Boris Karloff, all born on this day. It's Triple M. And the weekend, what's on, live from celebrations at the Settlers Inn from 8 a.m. tomorrow for the Off the Back of the Truck Sale beauty. That is Graham Bonnet there in Warm Ride. Certainly will have a warm ride this morning, up to about 28 degrees. The Mid-North Coast looking good. Also, a reminder coming up in about 20 minutes' time, we have Christy with What's On, the Mid-North Coast today, thanks to Holiday Coast Credit Union, and also the final draw for Supercar Reveal. Thanks to John's Family Jewellers, Horton Street, Port Macquarie. Someone is going to walk away today in the lead up to the Newcastle 500 this weekend with a $399 limited edition Pulsar Supercars watch plus the merchandise pack. Triple M right across the coast in the Ray Hadley Morning Show coming up after 9 on 131-873. Ain't too proud to beg. That is the Temptations right on 8:45.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and here's Christy. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, I have to point out.
Yes.
I found something interesting in your car this morning. Because just to start the story, I had to drive to your house to get the Triple M truck.
Yes.
There's a reason this morning you couldn't drive the Triple M truck here today, and I need the vehicle. What were you doing? Why couldn't you drive the Triple M truck?
Because I've still got the gout, and I can't get into it.
Yes. But in your vehicle, you've got something.
I can easily get into it.
Yes, it's small.
I can't get up.
A lovely Camry.
Yeah.
And you have something on the passenger seat.
It's my putter, my golf putter, because I'm too proud to get a walking stick, so I turn my putter upside down and I can lean on it. You're right, now you've outed me.
He's resorted to a walking stick. Paul,
no, it's not. It's a putter.
Oh, look, I won't pick on you anymore. I have to say, though, that your beautiful little Camry, it is like a lounge
the
room.
96,
so smooth.
The 96 Camry, the wide body getaway model.
Oh,
unbelievable.
You can have the Triple M truck. I'm taking the Camry today. It's amazing, that car.
There you go. It's like being in a lounge. Now, just before we start with the Mid-North Coast today, got to give a shout-out to everybody going to the 20th Annual Mayor's Sporting Fund Eagle Insurance Golf Brokers Day today. 1 o'clock, shotgun start. How about the hole-in-one? $20,000.
Oh, wow.
Everyone's going to be nervous teeing off. $20,000.
How many of those people are going to use those putters as walking sticks?
Oh, don't, please. Now, the other one I said to Lee Jollo, sort of well-respected news person and not common idiot like me, if we're on work time and we're there, I can't play, obviously, because of my injury. But if we're on work time and we win that, I reckon he'd claim that for his internal, you know, revenue, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Probably would have, yeah. Anyway, good luck if you're having a hit there today.
Yes, and now, look, there's dancing at the Yatungan Hall from 7 o'clock tonight, and the Twilight Food Markets are on this evening in Coffs Harbour at the Park Beach Reserve from 5 o'clock. And if you'd like some music, get along to the free lunchtime concerts at the Glasshouse today from 12:30 with Christina Joy and the Z Chords, who are a local ukulele group.
Good on them, yeah, fantastic.
And if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on around the Mid-North Coast.
Thank you, Christy. Now, supercar reveal. Thanks to John's Jewellers all this week. We've been asking listeners to name the supercar. We had Kit from Knight Rider. We had the Wacky Races as the series that started all those great cars like the Arkansas Chuggabug. We also spoke about a whole host of great vehicles in Supercar Reveal. They are all now in the Triple M Greasy Barrel, and one of them is going to win a $399 supercar watch in the lead up to the Newcastle 500 this weekend, and also the Supercars merchandise pack. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll roll the drum again.
And the winner is Bob in Foster.
Bob in Foster, congratulations! Oh, your kitty's not going to be happy. We'll try and ring him. I think we might see if he is listening. We do have lots of listeners in that beautiful Foster Tuncurry area. Have you seen a bit of sight as when you come across that bridge on a nice day, Christy?
Stunning. The
just
beautiful,
beautiful
water.
Yeah.
I envy those people that have got boats that can get across to that little island there. Oh. It's absolutely stunning.
Bob!
Yes.
Don't hang up. We're not telemarketers. I know it'll come up private number. It's Strawny at Triple M. Guess what?
What's that?
You've just won the Supercars Pack!
Great.
Congratulations, Bob. Thanks to John's Family Jewellers, Horton Street in Port Macquarie. The $399 limited edition Supercars watch is coming away and the merchandise pack as well. Now, Bob, are you going down to Newcastle this weekend?
I might actually go down to see the girlfriend, so, yeah, possibly I could.
Okay. All right. Now, Bob, please tell me you're going to put the girlfriend over the races.
Take her to the races.
I'll
see if I can drag her to it.
All right, Bob, congratulations. Christy, I'll talk to you a little bit later on collecting your prize. Thanks for being a part of Supercars Reveal. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
Good on you, champion. There we go. And I alluded to next week, we're going to talk to Greg Cocking about the toy drive.
Yes, wonderful initiative here where we're donating toys to kids in need this Christmas.
I wonder if anyone will donate sort of a die-cast model of a supercar.
Possibly.
That would be very popular. Thank you, Christy, and thanks for outing me with my putter walking stick. You'll keep. The Christmas party's yet to come, champion.
With love, health and friends.
That's it for us on the show for today. It's been a busy one. Thanks for your company. Missed any part of it? Just go to triplem.com.au, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. We'll catch you tomorrow from celebrations at the Settlers Inn for the weekend. What's on?
The best of each day.